It's good to see y'all.
Well, we are excited to connect with you for a few minutes. We understand you have a busy schedule, and so we want to at least get a little bit of time with you to be able to connect with our listeners and let them know what has been going on in Lauren Daigle's world. So first off, why don't you just start off and tell us all about your new music, your tour, and all of that stuff that's going on right now.
I am so excited. Y'all, it has been 5 years since I put a record out. So my body, my heart, my mind, my spirit, everything is saying, let's go, let's go, let's go. Making this record was one of my favorite things I've honestly ever been a part of. Doesn't mean that it didn't have some element of challenges, but just being in the studio for me to just write these songs and to sing them and perform them with the band in the studio, it was so just genuinely special. And I feel like it was a kiss from God just coming out of the quarantine and that whole experience. God really used these songs and being in the studio to revitalize me again and to say, all right, let's do this, girl. Come on, get back on your feet. Let's go. And I needed that encouragement. And so these songs are just an outpouring of that time. It's an outpouring of some of the things that I experienced just walking around the streets and meeting new neighbors and things like that. It's a series of questions that I've had for myself. And it's also a series of songs just reminding us of who God is and what he can do when he gets a hold of our lives. And so I'm excited. I love this record. I cannot wait. And to complement that, we are going out on tour. When I say this tour, I had a very brief glimpse of what it's going to be like. We've already got the renderings back for the stage development. And last week, I did a show where we played the record from top to bottom. And just getting to play those songs, I was like, holy cow, I didn't know I was going to love this as much as I do. And so, yeah, all that to say, we're going out on the Kaleidoscope tour starting in September. So everybody can get your tickets and come out and see us. It's going to be beautiful. I cannot wait.
We are really excited. September 14 is the day you're going to be back in Grand Rapids. The last time you were in town, the whole world shut down. Can you give us a little behind the scenes of what was going on that day?
Well, the irony of the time, I had actually witnessed an assault the night before, and I called the police and they, you know, came, and this person was in critical condition. And honestly, it just shows like God will put you where you need to be right at the right time. So I see this assault. I didn't really know the severity of it. I just told the police all the information and that was it. And then they, you know, took the person away in an ambulance, and that was the end of my involvement with it. Well, the next day my manager calls and she is frantic. Like I can hear it in her voice. I'm like, what is wrong? What is wrong? She's like, the police are here for you. And I was like, wait, what? I didn't know, you know, what was going on, but I had to identify people. And then from that, it was like, hey, also, the whole world is shutting down. We have to leave immediately after this show and get back to Nashville. And that was like the first show of that weekend leg. And all the buses, I think there was 8 buses, drove up. 7 of the 8 buses broke down on the way to Grand Rapids, which was like super random. The owner of the company calls and was like, in the history of the company, we've never had anything like this happen. Then we end up, you know, having to turn all the way back around after getting all the way to Grand Rapids. And I remember huddling in the circle and saying, guys, if we can't play shows for the next 6 weeks, let's put 6 weeks worth of energy into this show. Let's play this show. Little did we know, it was going to be much longer than that before we were ever able to play again. But I remember thinking, we're going to put it all out on the line, and then we got to get back to Nashville. And to come back again after those events, I am so ready to start fresh. Like, it's going to feel like it's going to be this moment where God says, all right, girl, it's time to pick up where you left off. And there's going to be like a reset for me in the process of all of that. So I'm genuinely probably more excited than people would ever know to get to Grand Rapids.
Well, we're excited to have you, and we hope we can guarantee no assault situation is going to happen this time around. Like, hopefully a much more enjoyable experience for everybody. Speaking of things that are enjoyable that we've really enjoyed, how about your new song, Thank God I Do? You talked a lot about community and people rallying around you during the pandemic. That's really the heart of this song.
Absolutely. I feel like during that time, I had to really relearn myself. And in the process, I feel like God was pruning me and stripping me of things that I really needed him to reveal to me. And sometimes when you go through that, you feel like you're losing elements of yourself, but it's actually just him revealing where things have been a little faulty. And so through that stretching, or through the pain of that time, through the pain of the age, as far as everyone was concerned, just some of the animosity that we were experiencing as a culture, the pandemic kind of throwing off our perception of normal, just all of these things that were, I mean, truly difficult and uprooting during that period. I feel like when I would hit panic or when I would hit anxiety, the Lord brought people around me to say, no, 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 this is who you are. Don't forget it. This is who I am. And I felt like he showed me comfort through other people in ways that were just genuinely so beautiful. So that's what this song is all about.
So Lauren, we've done a lot of our conversation centered around your music and your touring, and we're grateful to catch up on that. But we're also gearing up for summer. How does Lauren Daigle spend her free time?
Outside. Mm-hmm. Every waking second is outside. I do not go inside until I have to go to sleep. Like, if I could be outside every single moment of the summer, it's a good summer.
We're just going to have to get you a hammock and then you can sleep outside too.
I know. When I tell you I love it, girl, I love it. I'm a summer junkie. I love elements of the winter, like going snow skiing and things like that. But I'm not a big cold weather person, which is, you know, being from Grand Rapids, y'all really know what it's like to be cold. I'm from Louisiana, so about as far south as you can get in the scheme of it all. But I love the summer. I love the heat. I'm one of those folks.
I kind of want to know, like, everything about your new album is colorful and bright and beautiful and lively and vibrant. I feel like if you go skiing, you said you liked going snow skiing. Do you have like a super colorful snowsuit? Is that you going down the hill?
Oh, absolutely. I'm the one who's ordering on Amazon the most obnoxious, colorful suit you can possibly find.
Love it. Well, I know our time is winding down with you, Lauren. Anything else you want to share with our audience before we get ready to wrap up?
I'm so excited about this record. Finally, give new songs to people who've been waiting for so long. I deeply appreciate the patience. And I'm excited about how many songs there's going to be on the record. That's going to be something that's really special. I've never released this many songs at one time, so I can't wait. I genuinely can't wait.
Lauren, always great to catch up with you. Excited for the summertime, all your new music, everything that's coming for you, and for your return, your triumphant return to Grand Rapids.
Thank you.
We'll see you in September.
I love it. All right. I'll see y'all soon.